Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max. Poopity scoop boopity beep boop.
To your mother.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's the best you got?
Honestly, I usually have something in English.
Yeah, but, you usually have like, but the pillow is on the couch.
But just noises came out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Or there's a rock behind me.
Yeah, there are several rocks behind me, but nope, just noises came. I mean,
it's fine.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're a little out of practice. So. Yeah,
it's happened.
It's all right.
It's in the past now.
It's all right.
Yeah.
This is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And let's get our sponsor, Mindgrinder Coffee.
Yep. Go to mindgrindercoffee.com.
Yeah, we don't got to say the www.
You really don't.
I could be a real asshole and say https://..
Yeah.
But just go to mindgrindercoffee.com. We have Keurig cups for you. Why can't I fucking talk?
Go. You'll get ground coffee or K-cups or whatever the fuck you need. Yeah. They got it. Just go.
Just go there and check it out. And if you buy two things of coffee, you get free shipping. Use free shipping 24 at checkout.
Yeah.
I got my voice back. I'm not stumbling on my words now.
Yeah. And if you don't, I hope you step on a Lego.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's a little harsh.
Well, you know.
That's pretty painful.
Look, the carrot is the good product that they would get.
Right.
The stick is that they'll step on a Lego if they don't do it.
Yeah.
When you combine.
Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
So many times.
It's painful.
Do you know why I don't have Legos as an adult?
I thought it was because you don't have kids as an adult.
There's still things I do as an adult that I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I know adults that do Lego stuff.
I think I could have a lot of fun with Legos, except for one thing.
Is that even weirder? Like if you're I know some adult dudes that do Lego stuff. Is that almost as weird as a Disney chick?
Disney chicks are mainstream at this point. I know.
Yeah, but they're still weird.
I honestly know several of them, and that's just normal now.
But it's still weird.
To you.
Yeah. But I also don't have Legos, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm just thinking maybe a Lego dude should date a Disney chick. Or would that like.
No, that would work, especially if he's into Disney Lego.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Except somebody would be stepping on the damn Legos all the time.
That's why I don't have Legos in the house.
That's why I don't build stuff in Legos.
Let me tell you, it is infuriating enough randomly stepping on rigid cat toys.
Yes.
Which crunch under your foot and break under your foot, but don't hurt that much.
Yeah.
But if I stepped on a Lego, as a 10-year-old kid, it was agonizing.
Yes.
As a almost 40-year-old grown man, I'm not sure I would survive the experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't. As an almost 53-year-old man, I think I'd wind up in the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, that's beyond. I recently stepped on a thumbtack, and I was like, God damn it, at least it wasn't a Lego.
Yeah.
It went fully in, like up to the, you know,
wow,
all the way in. But I was like, at least it wasn't a Lego.
At least it wasn't a Lego.
Yeah.
I remember I worked at one of my many jobs that I had a long time ago. I worked in a classroom.
Where they let you around children?
Yeah, dude. It's what made me, in my line of work, it's what made me decide that I don't want to work for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I couldn't handle it.
Wait, they let you around special children?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was not the kind of guy that I am. Like, I wasn't as presentable as I am now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm aware. I've heard the stories.
I mean, this was like 2002 to 2003. So I looked a little better, but at the same time, I'm not the kind of guy that should be working around kids.
Was this after the green hair?
Yeah, I cut the green hair. I cut the green hair in 2000 as soon as I got sober.
Okay, well, that's good.
It's one of the things. I think it was one of those things where they were like, for those of you, anyway, I'm going to just tell a story. And one of those things where they were like, hey, if you're super willing, why don't you cut your hair?
Okay.
And I was like, whatever, I'll fucking cut the hair. At that point, I was just like, whatever. I don't fucking care anymore. Yeah. Like, if I got to cut the hair and do whatever you guys and do that, fine. I will fucking do it. I just fucking don't want to die.
Yeah.
But it was a little, it was after that. It was like 2003, I want to say. I just remember it was in Mill Valley, and I didn't have like presentable casual work clothes, but somehow I got this job working with kids, working with special needs kids. And the story was about the Legos, not about how I got there.
Okay.
But I'm working this job. I realized 2 days into it that I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm coming out of the bathroom because you got to change one of the kids because they had an incident. So you got to change one of the kids. That was horrible.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm coming out of the bathroom, and guess what I fucking stepped on?
A Lego.
A goddamn Lego, and it slid backwards.
Oh, it stayed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had shoes on, and I wasn't my bare feet, so it wasn't on carpet, it was on tile.
Oh, okay.
So the Lego just slid.
Like a banana peel?
Like a banana peel. And I fell, and as soon as I fell, I was like, you know what, this ain't for me.
Nah.
And I think I may have quit that day.
I believe it.
Like, I think we had a lunch break. I went to, like, whoever I had to go to, HR or whatever, and I was like, I'm done.
Can't do it.
They're like, can you finish out the day? I'm like, nah.
I can't. I'm covered. I'm covered in a special kid's poop, and I just slipped on a Lego banana peel.
It just hurt my back.
I'm done. I can't. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
That's what got me out of it. Yeah. It made me realize, like, maybe kids aren't the way to go for me, but it also got me on the path that I'm on now that I've been on since. It's like, you got me into working with disabled adults, which I'm fine with.
Well, that's cool.
I
have a question about that job.
Yes.
Not specifically about the job, but related to the job.
Right.
Back in 2003, in Mill Valley, downtown, there was a Punjabi burrito place.
Yes, we've talked about this place.
Yeah. Did you ever go?
No.
I miss that place. I don't think it's there anymore. Next time I'm in downtown Mill Valley, I'll check. But
no,
I don't think
I've never. You've told me about it many a times, and I've never been.
Yeah.
The only places I've ever been in downtown Mill Valley were like the Pete's there, and like someplace in there was some kind of nightclub that bands used to play at that I used to go to.
The Sweetwater.
The Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Those were the only two places I've ever been at in Mill Valley.
All right.
And that school. And I hate that school.
Where was that school?
I can't tell. It was like a elementary school, maybe a middle school, elementary school. I can't remember.
All right.
But I just remember it was not my bag. It was not my bag. Yeah. It was not my jam. I get it.
I'm
done. I might have lasted a week. I might have lasted a full week. And the real story is I lasted a week. And at the end of the week, I went to HR and they're like, well, we got to talk to you about your performance. And I'm like, dude, I've only been here a week.
Yeah, you don't got to talk to me about shit. I'm out of here.
And they're like, how do you feel about the job? And I'm like, honestly, I don't like it.
Yeah, I get that.
Because I remember how it happened. Because I went in there to quit and they're like, why don't you just give it till the end of the week?
Mm.
And I was like, okay, I'll give it till the end of the week. And I didn't do nothing the rest of the week. It was like on a Tuesday.
Right.
And I, like the kid I was supposed to watch or whatever, I was like, let him run. Let him be rambunctious. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
Let's see if it just works off the energy.
See what happens. They didn't like that.
All right.
And so I went into HR. They were like, so how do you feel about this? And I'm like, you know, and honestly, I don't think it's going to work. Like, we don't either. And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
It's a mutual. I think that was the only job I ever had where it was like a mutual parting of the ways.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
They're like, we don't think you're a right fit here. And the parents are questioning your presence.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't look that bad, but I mean, I also was at the time, I would think I was driving like a family station wagon. So, and the muffler was bad on it.
Yeah.
So.
Also, you know, parents in Mill Valley can be very,
dude, they were,
I mean, just the worst.
They were the worst.
The worst.
They were the worst. Anyway, that's that story.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, we're here. We're talking about stuff. Again, this is a podcast about nothing. So we could talk about nothing if we want.
Yeah.
But we do have some stuff to talk about.
Something to make you think of something?
Yes.
All right, say something to make me think of something.
I was listening to this podcast the other week, and they did this whole thing on what kind of weapons you'd found. If you knew the end of the world was coming, what kind of weapons would you gather? It made me think of another scenario, though.
Right.
Here's the scenario I thought of.
Okay.
If you knew the end of the world was coming,
yeah,
only you.
Only
somehow you had the day. They like somebody came down and was like in your sleep. They're like, boom, here you go. This is the day the world ends.
Yes.
you're the only person that knows, and you know it's fact. Like, they gave you a vision, but you can't tell anybody.
Okay.
Like, they were like, in some weird kind of language, they told you, you can't tell anybody.
Okay.
Right?
So they totally Joseph Smith'd you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you know, and they gave you a choice on how to live your life, right?
Yeah.
Until, for, say, it's like, whatever, we're given a time frame of 6 months, right?
Yeah. And let me quickly step back a bit, because Joseph Smith told everybody, he just couldn't show anybody the proof.
Right.
So, yeah, you couldn't tell anybody.
Right.
That's the rules. I wouldn't anyway.
Right.
Because how often have you heard somebody say the end of the world is coming?
And everybody looks at them like they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Would I be any different?
Yeah. 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 See, I would act the same way. But they kind of give you this choice, right? They just want to, they're doing this weird alien experiment where they want to see how you were going to live your life if humanity's worth saving.
Okay.
And you're Max, you're the person that needs to save humanity.
Okay.
The choice is this. Are you going to live your life becoming an obsessive prepper?
Uh-huh.
Getting shit ready for the end of the world?
Yeah.
Or are you going to live like there's no tomorrow?
Okay.
Those are your choices.
Those are my choices?
Yeah.
All right. First question, what does the end of the world look like? Because maybe I don't want to survive it.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the other part of the question, right?
Yeah.
Because we could go into kind of a couple different places, right? Let's go with the first obvious one.
Okay.
It's going to be zombies.
Zombies.
But it's not going to be the herding zombies. It's going to be those quick zombies in like
28 days later zombies.
Yes.
All right.
That's the first scenario.
That's the first scenario. Yeah. I'm just going to have some cyanide handy.
You're not going to prep.
I'm not going to survive that either way, man. And no.
You're not going to live like there's no tomorrow?
Oh, I'll live like there's no tomorrow. I'm just going to keep cyanide handy for so when the day comes, instead of being eaten alive,
right,
I can just go out nice and easy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You're just in your house and you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Scenario two.
All right.
It's going to be like a fallout or something where there's a bomb or some shit, but people survive.
Right. People survive. Life goes on.
Life goes on, but everybody's and fucking.
The world's fucked up.
Yeah.
But life goes on.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I've been playing a lot of Fallout lately.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just know the TV show is big right now.
The TV show is big. It was pretty good. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched all of it.
It was okay. I mean, it was good. It gets better as you go in. It's very confusing to somebody who hasn't played Fallout.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm a couple episodes in. I was like, I could figure out what's going on just because of the little knowledge of the game that I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's going to be like that.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
All right. That looks like a very fun world where all I'm going to have to do is like find a way to lose my conscience.
Yeah.
Like my sense of right and wrong. And yeah. I'll have a grand old time.
Yeah. All right. And you would already be prepped up.
And I would already be prepped up, as would all of the worst people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Okay. So I can only either live like there's no tomorrow or prep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the two choices.
Zombies, live like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
Fallout, prep.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I would. I believe a person can do both at the same time.
I think you could, but I think in this scenario, they're only giving you those two choices. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think I would break the rules.
Yeah.
And I would do both.
Yeah.
I would live like there's no tomorrow and I'd prep.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be a rule breaker. Like, let those bastards get confused.
Yeah. Fucking.
For experimenting.
Yeah. Fucking get, you know, I would get a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
On my days off. And then on my days on, I would just be just fucking everybody. I don't know what I would do, but live like there's no tomorrow.
Live like there's no tomorrow, yeah. Man. Robbing banks and shit,
just getting balls deep and some strange. Yeah, all that.
And your wife's like, why are you doing this? And you're like, honey, I can't tell you,
but
it'll make sense.
It'll make sense, yeah.
I've got to do this, though. The aliens I have pictured in my head on this, though, they come down and give you the zappy zap.
Mm-hmm.
Are those big-brained aliens that were in Star Trek? You ever seen the first episode of Star Trek, the original series?
The original series?
The original series.
Oh,
those ones.
Yeah.
Because they just did experiments on humans all the time.
Yeah. Yes, I'm familiar with those aliens.
Those are the aliens that are doing this.
Wow. So they could actually be responsible for the end of the world.
Yes.
Because they can just manifest it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're using you as an experiment to see if there's any humanity left.
If there's any humanity left. And my answer was, I need to lose my conscience and get balls deep in a bunch of strange.
It would confuse them.
I don't think that would confuse them. I think they'd be like, okay, there's no humanity left in humanity. Let's fucking pull the trigger on this, guys.
Yeah. See, I would do the same thing, though. I would I would just run amok, fucking rob some banks, mm-hmm. have a little bunker somewhere, prep all the shit I need.
Here's one thing.
Right.
Worth considering. Robbing banks is a relatively risky behavior. You don't want to, like, if you're incarcerated, you know, if you're in prison on the big day,
right,
you're not going to be in your bunker.
Right. But there's always these ways you could rob banks. You don't even need to go into a bank anymore to rob it.
Oh, true that. And the prison sentences are so much lighter.
Yeah.
It's like the more you take, the lighter the sentence. It's wild.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd get a bigger sentence if I got caught with like 4 pounds of coke or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or if you like just took a gun into a bank and fucking got away with $4,500.
But if I just did some internet shit. Yeah,
if you did some internet shit, got away with $45,000.
They'd be like, how'd you do it?
They'd be like, oh, that you bad, bad man.
Yeah.
You go to jail for a year.
And it'd be like a nice prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like
nice
one of those
white collar prisons.
Yeah, like one of those nice country club prisons.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't put you in like some hardcore prison.
Yeah.
They never do that to hackers.
Yeah. But you go in there with the fucking gun and you walk away with a handful of cash.
Then you're going to a hardcore prison.
Then you're going to pound you in the ass federal prison. Yeah.
And you're only getting a handful of cash.
Yeah. And they'll sentence you to like 10 years.
And that shit will do that thing where it fucking sprays the ink on you too. Once you're out of the building.
Here's what you do. You say none of that ink shit. And then hope that they paid attention.
Just pray that they paid attention.
Yeah.
But they always do it.
Yeah. If you really want to make the most money with the least risk, there are tons of perfectly legal ways of robbing and stealing and fucking raping your fellow man.
Well, yeah, those are the ways I'd probably do
those it. Are the ways to, and like, if I'm practicing for the Fallout where I really need to get rid of my conscience.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to get into payday lending.
And that way, if the aliens are watching, it looks like you're not really doing anything, except they'd be like, they'd be confused. Like, why is he on his computer? Why is he on the computer every night?
Yeah. How come he went to,
but then telepathically, they do it telepathically.
They know what's up.
Yeah. They'd be like above you in their little spaceship, telepathically communicating to each other.
Yeah. And they'll be like, you wouldn't, like, we thought maybe this guy would start robbing banks or shit. No, he's buying tax liens on people's mortgages and stealing their houses.
Yeah.
This guy's really a monster.
Yeah. He needs to go away for a long time.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, man. Like, would you tell anybody though? That was the other thing that was, I was thinking about too. Like if they were like, you can't tell anybody. Me personally, I'm going to fucking tell somebody. I'm going to be like, dude, I'd tell one person.
Okay.
I'd be like, hey, man, the end of the world's coming. Believe me or not, but I just need to get it off my chest. I'd give him the date. I'd give him the time. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, do with that information as you will.
Yeah, I probably, like, unless there was a hard rule against it, would have a confidant about that myself.
Yeah.
Because I would need to get it off my chest. But in general, nobody is going to gain from knowing when the world is going to end, myself included.
Right.
Right.
Right. But you'd be set up to where when the world ends, I mean, you're going to go out. I mean, I would see if it's a zombie one for me, in the first scenario, if it's a zombie one, I would live through it. I'd want to fight the zombies.
I mean,
I don't know why. I just, I want to I want to kill some zombies.
All right. You could get yourself a good island somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Why didn't those people ever do that in any of those movies or TV shows, man? You could just go to a fucking island.
So a couple of reasons. First, if they were living happily and peacefully on an island, that would make for a really boring movie
or
TV show.
Yeah. It would be like Lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Second, the 28 days later zombies, I don't think they could survive. They probably couldn't even swim, and I don't think they could survive underwater.
Yeah, but those
because they're still technically alive. The fucking like World War Z Walking Dead zombies, mm-hmm. they can survive underwater.
Well, there's episodes of Walking Dead where they're like walking through the water, mm-hmm. all zombie like.
Yeah, fucking. There was this book released like 20 years ago now almost. But it was called World War Z. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good book.
It was a great book. And
the movie, on the other hand.
Yeah, there was one chapter in World War Z where it was like people on a submarine in the middle of the ocean came across a horde of zombies on the bottom of the ocean.
On the bottom of the ocean.
On the bottom of the ocean.
I remember that. Yeah, that was a good part of the book.
Yeah,
they had none of that in the movie.
No, the movie was shit. Complete shit.
Yeah.
That movie was a travesty.
Crime. As a movie by itself. Like, if you watch it, like, not even thinking that it's supposed to be off the book,
yeah,
it's actually not that bad.
Right, true. But if you knew the book, you loved the book, you went to the movie hoping for something that was respectful toward the book.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah.
You left having shit your pants on purpose out of protest.
And throwing it all over the movie theater.
Throwing it all over the movie theater. That's how bad it was.
I remember seeing that. I remember finishing the book right before it came out. It was like the only part of the book they focused on was the first one and finding a cure. They didn't focus on any of the other stuff. And there was some in the audiobook. I got to tell you, the audiobook, the version of that was fucking really good too.
I bet it was.
It had Henry Rollins in it.
Yeah.
It had Steven Tyler in it.
I bet they got a bunch of really good talent for the audiobook.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
But. Man, I'll tell you, if it was up to me and I knew the end of the world was coming, shoot, man. I don't know.
All right. So 28 days later, zombies.
You're taking cyanide.
Well, I mean, now I think about it, find a nice island.
Yeah.
Right? And just get some good people to be on the island.
Yeah.
Walking Dead zombies. That island's not going to help, man.
Yeah.
The island is not going to fucking help.
Those hoarding zombies, they're something else. They're slow and shit, but.
They're slow, but they gather in groups and shit.
Yeah.
It's creepy. That said, my perverse curiosity, I would want to see that.
Yeah.
I would want to see that.
I'd want to kill some zombies, I think. Either way, I would want to kill some zombies.
Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah.
And be prepared for it, like knowing that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for it. Like I'd have weapons gathered
mm-hmm.
before the shit happened.
Yeah.
So that I would know, okay, if it's these kinds of zombies, these are the weapons I'm going to use. If it's these kinds of zombies, these are the weapons I'm going to use. And I'm set.
Yeah.
And I got this little bunker right here and I'll just fucking go through town fucking killing zombies.
Yeah. One way or another, wear tight clothing. I would get one of those like motorcycle armor suits that motorcyclists wear.
Yeah.
Because it's tight.
Yeah.
And it's also armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you got some shit that can get grabbed, you know, then you're fucked, man.
Also, they found out in Walking Dead, like if you put on zombie stuff, like the zombie skin.
Oh, that's right. In Walking Dead, if you put zombie guts on yourself.
Yeah.
Then the zombies will think that you're one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did like three seasons of that.
They did a few episodes throughout the series.
Seasons I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Like 7, 8, and 9.
Oh, shit. That's right.
They had that whole war thing.
I watched one of those seasons, and there were people like living in zombie guts.
Yeah.
In amidst a horde of zombies. Spoiler alert.
I stopped watching Walking Dead after like season 5.
Beginning of season 6.
I watched season 6. Season 6 was the last episode.
Yeah, I watched up to till the end of what was on Netflix.
Right.
When I was watching it, and that was years ago at this point.
Yeah.
And there are like two or three more seasons.
Yeah, it got ridiculous.
It did get ridiculous. I mean, that last bit with Negan and all that, that was pretty wild. I was down with that.
Yeah.
But then the people living in zombie guts. In the
middle you were dead with that?
I was like, this is getting a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're jumping the shark. Maybe. I don't know what's up.
Yeah. They tried to pull jumping the shark. They tried to pull Fonz. Hey, I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
All right. I think we beat that to death.
Yeah.
So I got, what else were we going to talk about?
Let me just say something else. If I knew the end of the world was going to come, there's one thing I would do that I should do anyway. I should start doing this anyway. And that is going to see live music shows.
Yeah.
Something I love to do and I never fucking do. And I always enjoy the super fucking shit out of it. I got to get back into that, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, what was the other scenario besides the zombies? Oh, if it was Fallout.
The Fallout
type. The Fallout, I would have fun in the Fallout type.
Oh, me too.
I would have a good time.
Me too. Here's the thing. You gotta find a way to just, like, suppress your conscience.
I think when you come out and you realize the world's gone to shit, you'd realize that you wouldn't need a conscience.
That doesn't make it go away. The conscience has built it. Do you have a conscience?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because if you were just like, huh, I guess a conscience won't come in handy. I just won't have one now. You probably didn't have one to begin with.
I'm a serial killer.
You were just living by a set of rules so that people wouldn't find out.
That I'm actually a serial killer with no feeling.
Just living a Dexter life.
Yeah. I just go around randomly and find people I don't like and I fucking off of them.
Off them. Yeah.
I have a collection of people around.
Sorry. I have a collection of people. Well, pieces of them.
I have a conscience, yes. That would be weird if you didn't.
That would. Well, I mean, there are people that just don't have that.
They're in jail.
A lot of them are not in jail.
Yeah, so what was our debate going to be? We had a debate.
Yeah, before we do, I just thought of something really dark.
Okay.
If you were a serial killer,
right.
You just got to put yourself in the, if,
okay.
What would your trophies be?
I don't know, man.
Like
that's
what,
tough.
What would, like, would you keep a tooth from each victim, a drop of blood, Dexter style, maybe a driver's license? Cause I have one. I know, I know what mine would be.
What would it be?
This is really fucked up. I would slice the pad off their thumb to keep their thumbprint, right?
Yeah.
And I would put it on something and I'd be like, that's their thumbprint.
You just show people with a couple of for dinner?
No, you can't. If anybody that you show, you then have to collect their thumbprint, you know? But maybe that would be part of my fucking ritual.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to show you something.
Yeah.
And then after I show them, I'm like, and now you're going to join the collection.
See, I don't know. I think that's how they get caught, man. They always keep something, and there's all this fucking evidence when they get caught. I don't think I would keep anything.
Well, so if you were a serial killer, you wouldn't keep any trophies?
Because that's how you get caught. If you keep shit, and they eventually you could go there, and if you're, like, smart, like, some of them are really fucking smart, right?
Yeah.
And some of them almost convince people, like, I didn't do this, until they find their fucking treasure or whatever, their storage unit. Filled with all their fucking treasures or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not me, man. I just would have nothing. And I'd just be like, you got nothing.
No, that's definitely the way to do it.
You got nothing.
But if you were to keep a trophy.
I would keep something that you can trace back to me.
Well, if it's in your possession, it's pretty clear that it's in.
But see, that's the thing. It would be something like, let me think. Hold on.
Their soul?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Just put their soul in a little rock.
Yeah.
You know how I have all the, like, this collection of crystals and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, each one of them has a soul of one of my victims.
Dude, this is getting dark.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just feel like I wouldn't. But on the other hand, if I was really one of those guys that was like, I'm proud of this.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Like, keep in mind, you're a crazy person, and this is the thing that gives your life meaning.
Right.
As a serial killer.
If I'm going full-bore crazy serial killer,
yeah.
I'm keeping an ear.
Okay, there you go.
I'm keeping a fucking ear.
There you go.
A right ear off of each. I don't know why the right ear, but hey, right ear off each of my victims.
Yeah, because we're talking about like.
And going, I'll keep them in his storage unit.
Yeah, going full Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy or something like that. Yeah,
I'll have a fucking storage unit filled with ears.
Oh, there you go.
Only right ones, though.
There you go. It has to be something specific like that.
Yeah.
Like I would take the pad of the right thumb.
Right.
And it, even like if I found somebody and I was just about to finish the job and then I realized they were missing their right thumb, I'd be like, oh no.
Oh no.
What do I do now? Because I can't kill them. Because I can't take the pad off the right thumb. What do I do now? They've seen my face.
You have to finish the job, man.
But that's murder. I'm a serial killer, not a murderer, right? I think to serial killers, there's a meaningful difference.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. We got a little dark there.
We got really dark there.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was fun. We had something else to talk about.
I think it was, I think we were going to debate dogs or cats.
Dogs or cats?
Yeah, what's better?
Well, dogs.
Okay, so you claim dogs as your side, so yeah, I'll take cats.
Because I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, I know you are.
So I can't take the, here's the thing. I secretly really like cats.
Yeah, I know. They're wonderful.
But I don't like cats because every time a fucking cat crawls on me, I break out in the goddamn hives.
Physically sick.
Yeah.
I get that.
So I'm not taking the cat's side.
No.
Here's another reason why I don't like cats.
Why?
It's because they're always so like, oh yeah, I live here, but fuck you.
Yeah. They are very particular.
Yeah.
That said, dogs are
dogs. I could walk out of my house for like 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
come back, and my dog acts like I've been gone for like 20 years.
Yeah.
It's fucking wonderful.
Look, that's nice. I get it. But imagine if a person was like that and you'd be like, ew, gross, clingy, weird. I got to get a wave. I need a restraining order, dude. Right?
You want to know what's funny?
What?
Is the pit bull at the house?
Mm-hmm.
The dog? Every time I come home, she always wants me to pet her.
Yeah.
And I always tell her, like, as I'm petting her sometimes, I'll be like, you know, if I had a girlfriend as needy as you, I think I would fucking run.
Yeah. Yeah. Run away.
I would run away. I really like that you like when I come home and you want me to pet you for 10 minutes before I go upstairs. But if there was a girl in my life that was like that, then when I came home, she just wanted to sit on my lap for like 10 fucking minutes and fucking had me rub her hair or some shit.
Yeah.
I'd fucking run.
Yeah. Darla wants to vigorously lick my face and the inside of my nose for like minutes if she hasn't seen me for a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. Could you, but that's why they're so, but dogs are loyal, dude. Cats don't seem loyal to me.
Oh, cats.
Like a cat, like if a cat wanders off and finds some another home and doesn't have its tags or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just wanders off. I remember I had a cat when I was a kid, which is how we found out I was allergic to cats. But she would wander off and be gone for like weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Yeah.
And just come home randomly. And you'd be like, oh, I wonder. It turns out she was going up the street to the neighbors acting like a fucking stray cat. And the lady up the street would take care of her for like weeks on end.
Yeah. I have a friend.
No loyalty.
I have a friend who a few years ago adopted a cat, stray cat.
Right.
And it turned out that several of his neighbors had adopted the same stray cat. And another of his neighbors, well, it never was a stray cat. They brought it home from the cat store or whatever.
Right. Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They're like not loyal. They're like, I'm going to go where the person gives me the most affection or lets me do whatever I want.
Yeah. You're making a compelling argument. That said, I appreciate the independence of cats.
See, I see. That's the other thing that bothers me about cats. It's like, okay, where the fuck are you? It's like your cat comes home. Like, at least with a dog's not going to run away for like weeks at a time.
It might.
But even if it does, when it comes home, it remembers who the fuck you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's happy to see you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it knows who you are.
Yes.
A cat's just going to be like, whatever, my fucking hustle ran out. Here I am.
Not my Molly. My Molly's the most wonderful of cats. And she loves me more than anything in the whole wide world.
if somebody else came along and treated your cat the way you do, do you think she'd just be like, "Eh, fuck that guy"?
No, no. She wouldn't be like, "Eh, fuck that guy," but she would. I mean, she is just as enthusiastic about Celine as she is about me.
Right.
And Celine is somebody who's over here sometimes and like watches the cats when we're out of town and stuff.
Right.
Celine's a wonderful person. And, but she's not Molly's person. I'm Molly's person, but Molly honestly likes Celine just as much as she likes me.
And here's the other cat people are weird, dude.
I resent that.
I'm making a debate.
Okay. Okay. State your case, sir.
Cat people are like dog people are weird too. Don't get me wrong. Like I fucking people that dress their dog up. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
You don't need to dress your dog up in a fucking sweater.
Well, if you had a tiny little dog that gets cold when it's cold out, you might need to put a sweater, but you don't need to put it in foo-foo cutesy shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to people that like, and cats, people do that with cats and it's just weird to me.
Cats hate it.
Cats are just like, don't do that to me.
They fucking hate it.
Yeah.
One year for Christmas, I got matching onesies for me and Kira and our dog and our cat. We all got matching onesies. Kira and I loved them. The dog totally tolerated it just fine. Wendy was great. Bailey the cat fucking hated that thing.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
She was probably just like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
Yeah, he was not down with that.
I'm not down to clown.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, cats, and part of it is because I'm allergic to them. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
That's the other thing with dogs, though. That you could also debate the fact that, you know, some people that own dogs go a little overboard.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They like go like I get it. I like the dog at the house. Like it's a part of the family, but yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm a dog dad or some shit like that.
Yeah. Also, there is such a thing as crazy cat people.
Yes, there is.
And it's an actual scientific thing, and it's caused by a parasite called toxoplasmosis.
Does it come from the cat?
That you can contract from cat feces, from exposure to cat feces.
See?
And
fucking evil bastards.
And toxoplasmosis will actually turn you, because a lot of people have it and have no, you know, nothing from it at all. But toxoplasmosis can turn somebody into a crazy cat person who fucking is all weird and frumpy and antisocial and collects cats.
See, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. And
weird.
It's a fucking brain worm that turns you into that kind of person.
I don't know. Like, I have a rule. If I'm dating a girl and she has a cat, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Right. As long as it's not like more than one cat.
Yeah.
If it's a single woman and she has more than one cat, you got to run.
I have a rule. And my rule is you can't have more cats than you have people in the household.
Right.
Now, I have more cats than I have people in my household.
You guys are crazy cat people.
But that's only because it's very hard to say no to my wife when she falls in love with a kitten. That said, after she brought the third one home, I learned that I can put my foot down. I have a boundary. We've already broken the rule by one. We're not breaking it by more.
It's a weird thing, man. It's a weird thing. It's a hard topic to be like, you hear the topic and you're like, oh, that's easy to debate cats or dogs, but you can go either way on either one. Yeah. See, I could safely say I don't like cats because I'm allergic to them.
That's fair. And they could give you that fucking brain worm that can turn you into a cat.
I don't
want
to be fucking a brain worm. Could you imagine I'd be this brain worm dude that's allergic to cat? I'd break out in hives all the time and I'd have my house filled with cats that I'm allergic to.
It might. I think
that would kill me.
I have a bit of a theory because I used to be very allergic to cats.
Right.
And then all of the sudden I wasn't at all. And maybe I got toxoplasmosis and what it did to me was it cured my cat allergy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what your cats did to you.
Yeah. Do you know what it does to rats and mice?
I don't know.
This is wild. This is why this is one of those fucking. So it's a fucking microscopic creature.
Right.
Right. It's a little parasitic fucking microorganism thing.
Right.
And, you know, it spreads by, like, if you eat something with it in it, you get it.
Right. Get to the point. What happens to rats and mice?
They attack cats.
See, that makes sense.
So when mice and rats get it, it makes them specifically aggressive towards cats. But to a cat, that's just a tasty meal.
Right.
So the cat will then eat it and get the toxoplasmosis.
Does the cat put the toxoplasmosis in the rat so it attacks it so it can eat?
The rat rummages around in poop.
Because
some of that poop is cat poop. And it gets the toxoplasmosis that way.
Do you think, because here's the thing, cats are fucking devious creatures.
Yeah.
Do you think the cat knows
that, like, the rat has toxoplasmosis?
Yeah.
Or that it can poop something that'll make the rats come to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm certain the cat does not know that.
I don't know, dude. Cats are devious.
Yeah, cats are devious, but I'm pretty sure they don't know much about microbiology. Or like
maybe they don't, but they know, but maybe they know, like, hey, if I poop, that rat's gonna eat the poop and it's gonna try to attack me, and then I get a yummy meal.
Oh, and that's why they poop, because otherwise they would just never poop ever. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And here's the other thing, is why you need a litter box, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need a litter box? Why can't they just go outside like a dog?
My cats are indoor cats.
Spoiled.
I mean, any cat would probably rather be allowed outside.
Right.
But you want to know the leading cause of death for domestic cats?
Getting hit by a car.
It is the outdoors.
Yes.
Yeah. It is being outside. That's the leading cause. The second leading cause of death is feline AIDS, which one of my cats has. And if I let it out, it would get in fights with strange cats in the neighborhood and give them feline AIDS. So we can't really let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this episode has run its course.
Look, I just want to stand up for my Molly, who I love.
Okay.
Even though she has AIDS, Molly's the bestest kitty in the whole wide world.
Okay. I could understand where you're coming from on your debate, and we don't got to argue.
Okay.
That's how we got to end it. We got to prove to people that you don't need to hate somebody because they have a different opinion.
As an American, I disagree. As an American, that statement does not compute.
Most Americans will probably hear that and be like, no, you have to hate the person you disagree with.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
That's the American way, sir.
It's like, dude, have an open mind and listen to somebody else's opinion.
Yes. If you agree about 99% of the things, the American way is to hyperfixate on that 1%.
Oh, yeah.
To make the other person your enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's going to wrap up our show.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I still say dogs are better, but what did we talk about?
Let's see.
We talked about end of the world scenarios.
Yeah, we did.
We got really dark for a second.
With serial killer stuff.
Yeah. That was actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, a bit of like serial killer mental role play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fun.
At least I didn't ask how you would do it.
Yeah. At least we didn't ask how you'd do it.
Right? We talked about trophies, but not about the act itself. So that's good.
Yeah. And we had our little debate about dogs or cats.
Yeah.
Dogs are better.
That feels like a complete episode. Yes. I love my Molly.
Yes.
And Darwin, that one right there, he's big and he's smushy.
It's a pillow.
He's a big smushy pillow. And when he wants...
See, I'm not allergic to him.
Yeah. And when he...
Unless he's made out of cat hair. Yeah,
he is made out of cat hair.
Is he?
Well, he's not made out of cat hair, but he's covered in cat hair.
Well, then I'd be allergic to...
Yeah. Most
can
cats.
Can we end the episode now?
No. Because I have something to say about Darwin. He's big and he's smushy and he's squishy. And when he's being affectionate and cuddles in with you, he gives the best cat cuddles.
Nice.
They're so satisfying.
Nice. Does it ever set off your cute aggression?
Yes. In fact, Darwin specifically has set off my cute aggression more than any other creature in history.
Yeah.
But that's because
cute aggression, we're going to have to talk about another episode.
When we got him as a kitten was...
he's a pillow, dude.
He's
not a real thing. It's a pillow.
No, that's a cat. You might be looking... Oh, see, I see. You're looking at a pillow?
Yeah.
There's a cat near that pillow.
No, there isn't. It's a pillow that looks like a cat.
Yeah, so do you see that the pillow near it with the squirrel printed on it?
Yeah.
Right above that pillow, there's a cat curled up on top of the cat.
Oh, I didn't even see him. I thought you were talking about the pillow.
I was not talking about the pillow. That's just a pillow.
I'm like, dude, why is he going off about a pillow? Yeah.
And by the way, that pillow is not a cat. It's a badger. That's a badger.
Why are you going on, bro? Why are you going off about a pillow?
No.
A pillow gives you cuddles?
No. I'm talking about the cat. I understand your confusion now. Yeah.
Anyway, that's our episode. If you like it, hey, leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And, you know, until next time.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Bye-bye.